Come in. Sit down. Good to see you.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, this assignment. The best thing we can do, I think, is to think how we can approach it. The main point is to investigate television, but not what's happened in the past.
I was thinking that it would be necessary to go over the new media first and then...
Yes, that's a way to make a start, but you need to do that quite briefly.
But it's quite a complex topic.
Yeah, I agree, but the emphasis must be on the future development of television as a cultural phenomenon.
Yes. I've been reading the talk by Ashley Highfield.
All right, and what do you take from that? What are the things that are competing with television?
Well, to start with, there is the games console. Then there is the personal computer and the internet. Then again, the mobile phone with its capability of games and puzzles. And, of course, internet access. Lastly, there is the iPod with the possibility of listening to music wherever you go.
Good. You've understood that. Now, which of these presents the greatest competition for television?
Well, according to the research, it's video games.
Yes, that's true at present. But in the future...
I think the phone will present the greatest threat then.
And why? Because it's mobile, portable, and it's developing fast. Yeah, I think you're right. You need always to look to the future and try to assess how things will develop, as we said. Good. Now, you need to move on to the new social trends in connection with television.
Is one of them the idea that programmes might become shorter and shorter?
Ah, yes. The average programme might be 10 minutes.
Or even less. Just mini-programmes, say 4 to 5 minutes long. Now, do you think you can get access to all the materials you need?
The problem at the moment is the library.
Oh, yes. What's happening there?
There's a tremendous amount of noise because of the new extension they are building. It's quite impossible to work there.
They are stopping work for a week next week, I believe, and then all the sections will be open. There's a hold-up because some roof tiles have not arrived, so there'll be peace for that week.
But then after that, the media studies section will be closed for a week, and all the noise and dirt will start up again.
Yes, the sociology section will be open, and there's some good stuff there for you on this topic, and it's further away from the noise.
Yes, I don't think the sociology section is affected at all, and neither is the journal section.
No. Obviously, they're rotating the closures, and it was sociology's turn to close for a week last term.
I think we should make a complaint.
Yeah, I think you should.
I've had a word with the library staff. They are very sympathetic, but...
They are affected by these works just as we are.
If I were you, I'd make a complaint directly to the premises committee. They only meet once a year, but in fact, I know they're having a meeting next Tuesday. You might like to make contact with them, but don't say that I suggested this.
Yes. The students' union might be better, since they are independent of the university.
That's true, but I can't imagine that people haven't already approached them about this. Let's try the premises committee.
Good idea. Why not?
Okay.
Now, don't forget I need a copy of your dissertations by email and 2 copies in print, that is, on paper. If you give the reprographics office 24 hours notice, they'll make copies for you. And if you give them my details, they'll send those copies directly to me. They won't send copies to you, so you'll need to take your own copy personally from them. Good. Any questions?
One little thing was just that I wondered whether we should actually talk about that famous website. You know the one, YouTube.
Ah, I was rather hoping you hadn't overlooked that. Good point. It's mostly homemade videos. I suppose you could say that each video is a television version of a podcast. Anything else?
Yes, I've got a question, I'm afraid. I'm not completely clear about the exact meaning of culture as we are using it in this subject.
Well, Mrs. Jones is giving a lecture on culture and society in the University Theatre. It's on Wednesday at 10 a.m, and you can learn all about it there, I'm sure.
Can you give us that again, please?
Yes, that's culture and society. It's in the University Theatre. And let me just check the time. Yes, here it is. 10 a.m. on Wednesday. She'll be giving a very thorough discussion of the issues in defining what culture means.
Right. That's good. The thing is, the reading list confused me a bit. One thing that occurred to me was that it might be broken down into subsections for future students.
Yes, that's a fair point. I'll bear that in mind. Now, don't forget, you need to do the reading and finish the assignment by the 4th of July. Is that okay?
Fine. Thank you very much.
Listen again.
Come in. Sit down. Good to see you.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, this assignment. The best thing we can do, I think, is to think how we can approach it. The main point is to investigate television, but not what's happened in the past.
I was thinking that it would be necessary to go over the new media first and then...
Yes, that's a way to make a start, but you need to do that quite briefly.
But it's quite a complex topic.
Yeah, I agree, but the emphasis must be on the future development of television as a cultural phenomenon.
Yes. I've been reading the talk by Ashley Highfield.
All right, and what do you take from that? What are the things that are competing with television?
Well, to start with, there is the games console. Then there is the personal computer and the internet. Then again, the mobile phone with its capability of games and puzzles. And, of course, internet access. Lastly, there is the iPod with the possibility of listening to music wherever you go.
Good. You've understood that. Now, which of these presents the greatest competition for television?
Well, according to the research, it's video games.
Yes, that's true at present. But in the future...
I think the phone will present the greatest threat then.
And why? Because it's mobile, portable, and it's developing fast. Yeah, I think you're right. You need always to look to the future and try to assess how things will develop, as we said. Good. Now, you need to move on to the new social trends in connection with television.
Is one of them the idea that programmes might become shorter and shorter?
Ah, yes. The average programme might be 10 minutes.
Or even less. Just mini-programmes, say 4 to 5 minutes long. Now, do you think you can get access to all the materials you need?
The problem at the moment is the library.
Oh, yes. What's happening there?
There's a tremendous amount of noise because of the new extension they are building. It's quite impossible to work there.
They are stopping work for a week next week, I believe, and then all the sections will be open. There's a hold-up because some roof tiles have not arrived, so there'll be peace for that week.
But then after that, the media studies section will be closed for a week, and all the noise and dirt will start up again.
Yes, the sociology section will be open, and there's some good stuff there for you on this topic, and it's further away from the noise.
Yes, I don't think the sociology section is affected at all, and neither is the journal section.
No. Obviously, they're rotating the closures, and it was sociology's turn to close for a week last term.
I think we should make a complaint.
Yeah, no, I think you should.
I've had a word with the library staff. They are very sympathetic, but...
Well, they are affected by these works, just as we are.
If I were you, I'd make a complaint directly to the premises committee. They only meet once a year, but in fact, I know they're having a meeting next Tuesday. You might like to make contact with them, but don't say that I suggested this.
Yes. The students' union might be better, since they are independent of the university.
That's true, but I can't imagine that people haven't already approached them about this. Mm. Let's try the premises committee.
Good idea. Why not?
Okay.
Now, don't forget I need a copy of your dissertations by email and 2 copies in print, that is, on paper. If you give the reprographics office 24 hours notice, they'll make copies for you. And if you give them my details, they'll send those copies directly to me. They won't send copies to you, so you'll need to take your own copy personally from them. Good. Any questions?
One little thing was just that I wondered whether we should actually talk about that famous website. You know the one, YouTube.
Ah, I was rather hoping you hadn't overlooked that. Good point. It's mostly homemade videos. I suppose you could say that each video is a television version of a podcast. Anything else?
Yes, I've got a question, I'm afraid. I'm not completely clear about the exact meaning of culture as we are using it in this subject.
Well, Mrs. Jones is giving a lecture on culture and society in the University Theatre. It's on Wednesday at 10 a.m, and you can learn all about it there, I'm sure.
Can you give us that again, please?
Yes, that's culture and society. It's in the University Theatre. And let me just check the time. Yes, here it is. 10 a.m. on Wednesday. She'll be giving a very thorough discussion of the issues in defining what culture means.
Right. That's good. The thing is, the reading list confused me a bit. One thing that occurred to me was that it might be broken down into subsections for future students.
Yes, that's a fair point. I'll bear that in mind. Now, don't forget, you need to do the reading and finish the assignment by the 4th of July. Is that okay?
Fine. Thank you very much.